is the Philco Summer Hour. The Philco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invites you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Evelyn Knight, and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is on the job in the newsroom, waiting to relay it to you direct from the overseas wire. So you can relax, and while you're relaxing, you might as well listen. And while you're listening, it might as well be Paul Whiteman, the orchestra, Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame, and Louise. Present the conductor of our Philco Summer Hour, the man who has the skin you love to touch, and more of it, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn, and I think you're pretty, too. However, to get on with the show, standing here beside me, or as near as she can get, is Evelyn Knight. Tell me, my little squash blossom, what screamingly funny thing happened to you on your way to the studio?
I met Bob Johnson.
Well, there you are. A silly question deserves a silly answer. And what was so startling about the Tennessee troubadour?
Well, he sat down on the curb at 5th Avenue and 48th Street to wait for the light to change.
Uh-oh.
That's right. He fell fast asleep.
And?
Well, that's all. I woke him up, and he seemed glad to see me, and here we are.
Well, we're grateful to you, Evelyn. Bobby boy, are you rested and wide awake?
I'm trying, Mr. Paul.
Well, all we ask is good intentions. Just try to hang on until this announcement is over.
It would be a lot easier if I had something to do.
Well, anything we can do to make you happy. How about saying to Evelyn Knight, what are you going to sing, Evelyn?
Okay. Evelyn Knight, what are you going to sing, Evelyn?
I'm going to sing I'll Be Seeing You.
She says she's going to sing I'll Be Seeing You.
Well, that's fine for me.
He says that's fine for him.
Okay, here goes.
Says okay, here goes.
I'll be seeing you
familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the bay, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well, in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the day is through, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Days after our boys hit the beaches in France, a new battle began for us on the home front. Against a grim background of invasion, the 5th War Loan Drive opened last Monday. More than any war bond campaign of the past, it's a challenge to the conscience and patriotism of every American within our shores. This is a drive that cannot, must not fail. Ask yourself why. There's a bomber giving cover to our lads over there, paid for with the bonds you bought. There's a landing boat, a tank, a cannon, or machine gun. Yes, vast quantities of the finest fighting equipment in the world, all bought with your bonds. But this is the crucial hour. Our men are on the move. If they needed superiority of striking power to begin the attack, they need it more than ever now to continue the attack. So it's squarely up to you when the Victory Volunteer calls on you during this drive. You'll be asked to buy an extra war bond, over and above your regular purchases. You'll be told that in order to reach the goal, an average of $100 in cash must be invested for every man, woman, and child in the United States. So you personally have a quota to meet in this 5th War Loan Drive. It's your part in our battle on the home sector. Let your answer help to build the solid front we need for victory.
Well, folks, instead of an old and a new arrangement of an old song, what we've been calling our now and then-er, here's one you might call from now on until then on. So, Glenn, my boy, kick it off.
His name was Irving Berlin, and the story I relate begins with Irving Berlin at the 88. He beat a beat piano in a Bowery saloon, and the barkeep shined the glasses to a ragtime tune. Irving rocked at that piano, and the customers could hear he ragged it, and they liked it, and the boss sold lots of beer. The people started talking, and the music toured the land. You got it? Yeah, you guessed it. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Dixie on a riverboat came five solid citizens who couldn't read a note. They had a new kind of music, and the music was grand, and here's the way they took apart Alexander's Ragtime Band. Give Berlin a great big hand. It's still a knockout tune, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, better hurry and let's be ending. Ain't you going, oh, ain't you going to the leader man, rag, rag, and meet a man. Oh, my honey, oh, my honey,
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
There are a great many ways to define a quartet. You can say it's half as much as an octet or twice as much as a duet. But that's just silly and goes on forever. Besides, there's no way to stop unless, of course, the quartet is Hilo, Jack, and the Dame, who stop anything, including a show, or me talking. So, Glenn, construct me a formal announcement.
Hilo, Jack, and the Dame sing No Love, No Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the latest news from the invasion front, George Hayes, our Philco reporter, is standing by in the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
German radio reports large Allied armada off coast of Normandy. Nazi correspondent predicts new landings on invasion beachhead. Yugoslav communique says more than 10,000 Germans killed in past month. Algiers radio reports agreement between Tito and Slav royal government. American 9th Division smashes across Cherbourg Peninsula. Boys who blasted open road to Bizerte in Tunisia close tap on Nazi suicide brigades in Cherbourg. Enemy counterattack fails to shake Yank death grip on Peninsula tip. Between 15 and 30,000 Germans isolated by Yank breakthrough. Allied command hails British and Canadians who stand firm against heaviest Nazi assaults along left flank in Normandy. Berlin says Yank spearhead is driven back at outskirts of Saint-Lô in central sector. Germans mass men in armor against Canadian line near Tilly. German flying torpedoes continue to harass English countryside. Spitfire pilots shoot down numbers of robot planes over southern England. Powerful fleet of Yank heavies rakes Nazi oil refineries in northwest Germany by day. Three German airdromes also blasted. Liberators plaster enemy robot plane hideouts on Channel Coast. 11 American bombers lost. Heavy flak curtain takes toll of fortresses and liberators. French guerrillas credited with holding back German reserves in France. Sabotage spreads north to Alsace. Dynamite squads smash Nazi rail links with homeland. British 8th Army fights way into outskirts of Perugia, 66 miles south of Florence in Italy. 5th Army fans out 5 miles above Grasseto on Tyrrhenian coast. Supply problem slows Clark's troops. British encounter stiffening German resistance in central sector of Italy. French forces driving into Elba from three sides. Nazi island garrison putting up more opposition than anticipated. Soviet army breaches western end of Finnish Mannerheim line. Reds within 17 miles of Viipuri. Finnish premier admits Russian success. Tells Finns they must fight to bitter end. But rumors of imminent Finnish surrender grow. Fall of Chungsha, Chinese rail center expected soon. Chungking admits situation of trapped garrison is desperate. Japanese capture three more towns to tighten ring around Chungsha. The Yanks on Saipan drive to edge of key airfield. Jap amphibious counterattack smashed by American warships. Our troops midway across main island in Marianas. Now the headlines at home. 11 dead as tornadoes sweep sections of North Dakota and Iowa. More than 20 others hospitalized as winds level entire villages. Congress faces busy week with hope of recess next Saturday until August. Extension of price controls offers major problem of week. Presidential veto seen unless objectionable amendments are weeded out. War Production Board Chairman lifts restrictions on use of aluminum and magnesium. Resumption of civilian production in these metals seen possible if Manpower Commission flashes green light. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. Well, Paul, what's coming up now?
Glenn, a lot of people will tell you that Father's Day was invented by Gimbel. But don't believe it. It's all Macy's propaganda.
Why?
I'll answer that, Mr. Paul. My mama done told me, if it's your old man one day a year, he's your old man the whole year.
Well, be as it may, the festivities are upon us, and the voice of the smoking jacket is heard in all the land. But to you, Dads, don't forget for one minute you got a lot of people on your side, including yours truly. Don't you care what anybody says, don't you wear that tie. Okay, Popsy, here's a package all for you.
Daddy.
That brings us to the halfway mark of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. Now, back to things musical. And Paul Whiteman. What's on the docket, Paul?
A new infantry song, Glenn, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, the authors of Oklahoma. I think it's a mighty fine addition to our Army song list, and I'll bet a pretty you'll think so, too. It's called On Our Way, and you can take it, boys.
Yesterday, the scientific genius and productive skill of the men and women of Philco were devoted to the entertainment, comfort, and convenience of America. Today, they are doing their part for the might of America. With all the nation, their goal is victory, and their inspiration, a world of greater happiness and opportunity when their untold achievements for the arts of war are turned to the pursuits of peace. Tomorrow, when that victory is won, their contributions to the swift progress of electronic science will bring you television, finer radios, phonographs, refrigerators, and air conditioners. New joys for your home under the famous Philco name. Every week about this time, Bob Johnston, the boy who was born with a silver swoon in his mouth, ambles up and tells us how he selected his song of the week.
Bobby boy, it has come to my attention, that you have been voted the favorite wit of the Pinochle and Culture Club of Public School Number 9. So it's up to you. Maintain your reputation. How did you select this week's song?
Well, it was like this. The other evening, I was taking a nap at the home of my best friend, whose name I can't recall at the moment. Suddenly, I found myself in the midst of a literary discussion. And to emphasize a point, my friend's wife picked up a book and chunked it at him.
A literary discussion, eh?
Well, there were a lot of books flying around. What would you call it?
I'd call it Lucky You Got Out Alive.
Oh, a good book never hurt anyone. See this one? I caught it right out of the air as I went through the door.
Hmm. So little time.
That's right. So you see...
Oh, stop it. Wait, Bob. Let me guess.
All right.
You're going to sing So Little Time.
How did you know? So little time, and we've so much to say. So little time, let's live our dreams today. Make these moments something to remember. Give a toast to it, and while there's a chance, let's make the most of it. Darling, we could make this evening divine. So near and so little time.
So little time.
And we've so much to say.
So little time.
Let's live.
And countrymen, bend me your ears. It's Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame with the chorus and orchestra in a can-can tata called Wish a May, Wish a Might.
Needles, pins, triplets, twins.
When a man marries, his trouble begins.
And when a man dies, his trouble ends.
Let's touch thumbs and see who wins. Wish a man, wish a might. Get the wishes I'm wishing tonight. A young cadet, blonde or brunette. A Romeo in search of Juliet. Wish a might, wish a man. Get the wishes I'm wishing today. A lot of toys.
And an awful lot of...
my brother Rat, who gave me flat for grain, plums, and orchid from New York.
A wrapped up pastor will be round me,
scared the blends will hum me, and they will cheer for the bell of the roll of the year. So hold me close and hug me tight, for that's the wish I may, I might.
Wish I had an old jalop jar, just a little open top jar. Wish I had myself a sea car that would suit me to a deep heart. I could think my dragon cry means that I would get the wish I wish tonight. I wish I may.
Wish he'd send a dozen roses.
I wish I might.
Wish I had the proper clothes.
I wish I may.
Wish I had a stinky hairdo.
I wish I might.
Wish my evening dress was bare too.
I wish I may.
I would not tell little lies.
If I could get the wish I wish tonight,
wish we didn't have a chaperone, wish we had a chance to be all alone, we could slip away and tell jokes and drink cold, but we're afraid the prop would never condone it, so we wish we may, we wish we might.
The latest dancing craze.
Wish I might.
Makes me wish for my romancing days.
Wish I might.
Seeing babies in the wild was now.
Wish I might.
Makes me wish for second childhood now. So just say needles,
needles,
pin,
pin,
triplet, triplet,
twin, twin.
Ah!
Give a yell, give a cheer,
cheer,
for the bell of the roll of the year. So hold me close and hug me tight. That's the wish I may. I'm
not. Tonight, Paul Whiteman is standing by the door of the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame, ready to usher in the Memphis Five, three of whom are charter members of the Whiteman Alumni Marching One Night Stand. They loved us in Topeka and Chowder Society.
And when you're talking about jazz, you start off by talking about the Memphis Five. They made it before it had a name. And back in 1920, a zillion records made them a household word. I repeat, the Memphis Five.
Paul, let them in.
Okay. Alumnus Frank Signorelli. Jimmy Littell. Alumnus Phil Napoleon. Alumnus Vince Grandy.
That's only four, Paul.
Ouchamagotcha, George Wetling just fell in with his drums. So now it looks like we ought to be ready about to go. The tender sentiment the boys are going to render is one chorus of I Wish That I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. Their first big recording hit, followed by a generous helping of That's a Plenty. Okay, fellas, every man for himself and let the clinkers fall where they may, and you can take it.
Thank you.
Mighty fine, boys. Jimmy Lytell, you can give the boys their Coca-Cola now.
Yes, sure can.
Mr. Paul.
Yes, Bobby boy.
I've always liked to announce numbers. Could I announce Evelyn Knight's song?
Why, sure, Bobby. Go ahead, but not too fast.
Well, thanks. Evelyn Knight sings something about a jubilee.
It's called There'll Be a Jubilee, Bob.
Oh, yes. Evelyn Knight sings There'll Be a Jubilee. Mr. Paul, was that too fast?
No, Bobby boy. Now you just sit down and do like Glenn says. Relax and listen. All right, Evelyn.
Don't you be weary, don't you be dreary, 'cause that trumpet's going to sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed, and when the good news gets around, there'll be a jubilee. There'll be a jubilee on that happy day. Sister, your man and my man too. Your man and my man too. Your man and my man too will be coming home to stay. Great day in the morning, the peaceful sun will be dawning. Oh, gay, what a gay time. The night will seem just like gay time. Happiness for you and me. There'll be a jubilee on that happy day.
There'll be a jubilee. There'll be a jubilee. There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day, sister.
Your man and my man too. Your man and my man too. Your man and my man too will be coming home to stay.
Great day in the morning,
when that peaceful sun will be dawning.
Oh, say, what a gay time.
Why, the night will seem just like daytime. There'll be a jubilee, happiness for you and me. There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day.
There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day.
Around about this time, we thought maybe you'd like to hear a medley of songs by Jerome Kern. For over 20 years, he's been writing the tunes that have kept you singing and your feet tapping. Paul Whiteman, take it away.
Thank you. what people think they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
So what? I'm lovely.
But oh, what you do to me?
I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore.
I feel so absolutely stuffed on the floor.
Dance, dance, he will cool.
I know that music leads the way.
In the production of radar and electronic equipment, artillery fuses and shells, storage batteries for war plants and landing craft, the men and women of Philco are devoted to a single objective, helping to give our valiant men at the front the striking power that will bring them victory. When we speak of the greater Philco products of the future, we express a hope for tomorrow that gives us constant incentive for our tasks of today. To that end, the Philco laboratories and production lines are seeking each day to do honor to the star-studded Army-Navy E-flags that fly above their plants. And they look to the day when the cause of freedom will be secure, and they can once more devote their knowledge and skill to the comfort, convenience, and entertainment of your home and family.
Well, folks, that's it for today. We'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Sunday, same time, same station, relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radio and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.